On this day, June 9, 1781, the man who built America is born. Who is he, and what is his world-changing invention? We'll tell you. Let's get started. On this day, June 9, 1781, one of the men ultimately responsible for building America, George Stephenson, is born. Here's his story. The decade of the 1830s saw amazing progress for the civilized world. Inventors were busy making life better for their fellow men. Now, there was one man in particular, in England, who did more to improve travel than any government central planners could ever dream of. That's invent a railroad system. Now, the first railroads in America were built in Boston in 1807. However, these were just tramways that were used in coal mines, which were basically temporary lines built to transfer loads out of the mines. And then there were steam engines. Steam engines were also in use at this time, but they were on boats and in factories. And then a man came along and married these two technologies together, the tram line and the steam engine. George Stephenson was born on this day, June 9, 1781. He was an English civil and mechanical engineer. In 1814, he invented a steam engine that can run on wheels grooved onto rails while dragging cars full of cargo after it. We know him as trains today. Now, Stephenson was laughed at for his crazy idea. You know, lots of crazy ideas are laughed at first. You know, one member of a parliamentary committee interrogating Stephenson mockingly asked him this. Suppose, Mr. Stephenson, that a cow were to get in front of your engine moving at full speed. What would happen? Of course, the inquirer was expecting Stephenson to say his engine would be destroyed. However, George, with his thick Northumberland accent, said, "It would be very bad for the coo." I probably botched that accent. He said it would be bad for the cow. That's what Stephenson said, probably with a twinkle in his eye. Now, in 1821, he engineered the construction of the Stockton and Darlington Railway, which opened in 1825. This was the first public railway. And I'll tell you this, the man, Stephenson, was never mocked again. Isn't it funny how the man and his invention, which were mocked, change the world? George Stephenson is the inventor of the railroad and ought to be considered one of the greatest builders of America. Americans made use of this invention in 1830, and soon after, people were able to go from New York to Portland, Oregon, in the same time it took to go from New York to Portland, Maine, in the days of John Quincy Adams. Look those up on a map and compare. Before the railroad, people had to travel by wagons that struggled through muddy trails. If it was a rainy day, you probably couldn't go very far. Now, after Stephenson, huge freight trains crossed the country at much greater speeds, carrying huge loads. The nation became smaller and easier to govern as a result. The railroad also made transportation cheaper. It stimulated travel and built up new cities and states. One other thing the railroad did was expand people's minds. Mark Twain once said that the best cure for bigotry is travel. Railroads helped enlarge people's minds because easier travel and easier modes of commercial exchange bring people from other parts of the world into closer and more regular contact. Close contact goes a long way in eliminating prejudices and animosities. In 1830, there were 23 miles of railroad track in the United States, and these were for cars drawn by horses. But by 1840, there was over 2,800 miles of track powered by Stephenson's invention. And by 1860, there was over 30,000 miles. Railroads became as important as steamboats when it came to westward expansion. On this day, June 9, 1781, one of the greatest builders of America, George Stephenson, was born. You know, we could thank him for a favorite boyhood pastime, playing with model trains. I can thank George Stephenson for many happy hours and memories playing with my Lionel train set as a boy. Remember those? Inventors not only change the world, they also make little kids' lives a whole lot more fun. Happy birthday, George Stephenson.